Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. All right, we're back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. Thank you for being the ongoing title sponsor. Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral, thank you for your ongoing support. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show, but we are at a familiar location with a familiar guest. Can you please tell everybody at home who you are, what you're about, and what we're going to do today?
Hi, Elliot. Great to be here. Yeah, so Jay Falcone, resident here at Fort McMurray, close to 40 years now.
There you go.
And work at one of the oil sand companies in human resources, and I'm also a facilitator for the financial literacy program.
Okay. All right. So, Jay, we're here. You're going to do some cooking again for us. What do you have in store for us today?
Okay. So, we've got another, obviously, Italian dish.
Yep.
Okay. So, what we're going to make, I'm going to tell it to you in Italian, and then I'm going to translate it in English.
Okay.
Okay. So, we're making salsiccia con broccolini con pappardelle.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not gonna try to. Not gonna try that one.
Can you figure anything out
yeah.
of that?
Broccoli for sure, but that's only because yeah.
Okay. So Italian sausage, homemade Italian sausage.
Okay.
Broccolini.
Okay.
Which is a version of broccoli.
Right.
And pappardelle, which is pasta.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, let's get cooking.
Let's go. Okay. So the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna brown the sausage. Now this is homemade sausage made by my brother Vinny.
Oh, really?
In Edmonton.
Okay.
So what we're gonna do is I've got a pan going. I'm gonna get some olive oil.
All right.
Ooh. Okay, that's hot. I'm just gonna put some olive oil in here. Okay. We're gonna let that get warm.
All right.
Okay. So that's gonna get hot. And then what I'm gonna do is I'm just going to get my sausage. I'm just going to cut it a little bit here to get the casing off. Okay. Now, you can actually buy the casing that's already off. You can buy sausage meat. Now, this is homemade sausage, but you don't have to obviously have homemade sausage. You can buy it already made. And for those that don't, for dietary purposes or other purposes, don't eat pork, you can have turkey sausages, chicken sausage. Okay.
Now you're a wild boy there, holding the knife and cutting the sausage like that. I would never do that. I don't have that kind of knife control.
Yeah, it's just a skill that you get. Okay,
there
so
you
we're
know.
Just gonna put that in there, and you notice that it's starting to sizzle a bit.
And so you didn't chop this up in any way, shape, or form.
No,
you're
it's gonna crumble as it cooks. Okay.
Okay.
Now this is hot and spicy. But like I said, you can get other types of sausages, sausage meat. And again, if you don't want to eat meat, you don't have to put this in here.
But that's right.
This gives it a lot of flavor.
Okay. And the serving that you're making today is roughly for three people, or are you going to have some leftovers?
Yeah, a sausage link for every person is enough. And but yeah, it's quite the art to actually do sausage making. It's lots of fun. A lot of people do it. A lot of different cultures make it.
And right.
We'll show some pictures of Vinny and the family making some sausage. We typically do it once a year.
Don't you want to try? Doesn't want to eat lots.
Come on.
Right there, just
a little bit. Just a
try. Just a try.
You don't get.
Because it was not too big.
Good.
Maria già un giorno. My nephew Gabriele.
And
his son had just finished.
Huh? Catching on.
The doctor.
Okay. In February, March. And then just put it in the airtight containers. And, okay, so we're just continuing to cook that. You'll notice that it's just getting brown. We're just going to do this.
While Jay's in the background stirring and browning that meat, Check out this ad.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
So we just finished browning the sausage. I'm just going to put this over here. And the next thing we're going to do is cook our broccolini. So when it comes to broccolini, it looks like broccoli, but it's smaller, okay? Smaller florets, and according to the label, it's an elegant, versatile vegetable featuring a sweet but delicate flavor.
There you go. Because I was going to ask you, what's the difference between broccolini and broccoli? So I'm glad that you came up with that explanation before I had to ask.
Yeah, well, I didn't have to look into that. So I'm just going to take a bit of the ends off because they're a little bit not that good, okay? And then what we're going to do is I'm just going to cut them here again, okay? And then what I'm going to do is get our olive oil out again. And again, with a hot pan, just put some oil in here. Okay, we're gonna let that simmer a bit, okay?
Okay.
And then of course, you know that being Italian, we're gonna use garlic, right? So I'm gonna just
get so that's one thing that I feel pops up in a lot of these videos is garlic and olive oil.
Yeah.
It's a staple to these recipes.
Staple, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're just going to cut the garlic here, and I'm going to put it in my garlic press. We're going to do that.
Alright.
And then all I'm going to do is, as this is getting hot, remember our olive oil?
Yeah.
Be careful because it is hot. I'm just going to put my broccolini in there.
Okay. Okay.
Notice how that is nice sizzling there. Okay.
And so how long are you going to let that sit in the pan for, Jay?
We're going to look for about 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
To give you an idea of what that's going to look like.
All right.
Okay. And just going to let that cook a bit. So while the broccolini is cooking, remember we got our pasta water going. So I've got quite a bit of water. And remember, we're going to salt our water because what does the salt do?
Gives it some flavor.
Gives it flavor, exactly. Okay, so we're gonna just let it boil here, and we're just gonna continue to cook the broccolini. Now, at this point, I'm gonna add my garlic, okay? So I'm just gonna do this. Okay, you'll see that there's some garlic there. And you can put as much as you want. We're gonna be good with that.
Okay.
And we're just gonna continue to cook that.
All right.
So as the broccolini is cooking, what I'm going to do is I'm going to salt it, a bit of salt, and then you'll see that that's getting nice and brown. Now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add some water to this.
Now, did you get that water from...
This is just regular water.
Okay.
And I'm just going to put the top on it, and it's going to just make it steam it really nice. Okay.
Right.
So when we get to the pasta now, we're going to be doing something different than some of the other dishes that we used, Elliot. Because instead of using dry pasta, we're going to be using fresh pasta.
Okay.
Okay, so fresh pasta is a lot more nimble, and it doesn't have to cook as long.
Okay.
And this is called pappardelle, so it's a thick fettuccine or linguine.
Okay.
Okay. So when it comes to pasta, a good way to kind of the nomenclature around pasta is that anything with an ini at the end means small or thin.
Okay.
Anything with an oni at the end means big. Okay, so tortellini, small, filled with meat.
Right.
Tortelloni, big ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Now here's my question. Where, like, and people are gonna laugh at me for this question, but where do you buy fresh pasta from?
Okay, same places that you buy a lot of grocery stores now, superstore.
Right.
All the grocery stores have that now, but you have to go to the fresh food section. So it's not necessarily where the dry pasta is. It's going to be where there's refrigeration because you need to refrigerate this. Okay.
There
now, not all pasta dishes you need fresh pasta. Actually, sometimes depending on the sauce, a dry pasta tastes better. So when we did last week, or a couple weeks ago, the crab fettuccine,
right,
that tastes better with hard pasta, dry pasta. It wouldn't taste as good with the fresh pasta. So it's, sometimes it all depends on the dish that you're making.
There we go. Cool.
Okay, so what I've done is I've drained the pasta.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're going to bring it over here.
Put it in with the sausage.
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to stir that, and I'm also going to put in my broccolini. Okay.
Okay. Now, we obviously have been clipping this show together, but this, so it's shorter, but this is a very quick and easy meal to make.
Very quick and easy. Okay.
This is not taking a lot of time, and there's not a lot of ingredients that you really need to be worried about here.
Just a few ingredients. Okay, and we're going to just do this. And again, I've saved some pasta water, remember?
Yep.
Pasta water is holy water, because it can save your sauce.
Well, Jay, I have to say this, and I mean this as sincere as possible, but you and doing these shows have inspired me to take up cooking.
Okay.
So
well,
I've been
looking forward to an invite.
Yeah. Well. You don't want
to
invite.
I love to eat.
So I have been cooking some of the things that.
So what are some of the things that you made? Tell me.
The one thing that I made was I roasted the mushrooms.
Excellent.
That was the one that I made. That was.
And people were impressed?
Oh yeah, it was stellar. It was stellar. So that was the one that I've done. And then I've done just different versions of your pasta, just easier for me to do personally. But I've utilized a lot of the techniques that you've shown us on this show. So
excellent.
I hope at home people are also getting inspired to get in the kitchen because of you.
Excellent. Okay, so that's it. Now we're gonna plate it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what we're gonna do now is just plate this, okay?
You got good technique there with that spin.
I like that, eh? Okay, I'm just gonna put a little bit of sauce here. That's one of the best parts.
So big shout out to your brother, Vinny. Off camera, we tasted some of this sausage already. To say it is delicious is an understatement.
Yeah. We should do a show where we're making sausage.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting for folks, because actually, a lot of people up here, they make, they go hunting, and then they make sausage with the moose or the deer, the elk meat, and it's excellent, right?
So right.
I think it'd be a really good.
Yeah, no doubt. So, do you make sausage as well?
We make it as a family, but I haven't made it up here because my brother has a lot of the different utensils and things like that.
Right. So next time when we're both down in Edmonton, we're gonna have to make that happen.
Yeah, let's go and we'll do a sausage party. Extravaganza. Yeah, I don't know about sausage party, but yeah. Extravaganza, right?
Tanner, you're hilarious, bro.
Okay, so now what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna put a little bit of Parmigiano.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm gonna use this one here because I like the flakes. Parmigiano.
Tan, you crack me up, bro. You're a nice addition to this show. You guys can't hear Tanner right now, but he's cracking jokes in the background, just killing me.
Salchicha with broccolini and con pappardelle.
All right, so here we go. Let's try this out. So I'm not taking big bites, because then I can't talk, but that is so good.
Yeah, the sausage, a little bit of sausage. So you got your greens, you got your proteins.
Wow.
You got your carbs.
And it's so simple.
What a balanced meal.
That's right. And what I can't get over all your meals is like the flavor is unbelievable. But we're really only looking at 3-4 ingredients because you decided to grate cheese.
That's right.
Like the flavor in this is unbelievable.
Yeah, 5 with the garlic.
That's right. There you go. Unreal. So, Jay, thank you very much. I am getting shorter and shorter at wrapping these up because I just want to eat. So for everybody at home, thank you very much for tuning in. But thanks to Noral Toyota for being our title sponsor. Jay, you get a shameless shout out or plug before we cut you loose though. So, Mike, camera lights. Who are you going to shout out today?
Just a shout out really to the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo for putting on the financial literacy program. They've done it for 8 years and we put about over 600 students through that, and it's been a great program. So just a shout out to them and what they're doing in the community.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Max City Morning Show. I'm going to go eat. I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.